Police interrogation room number 3 had a small square window up too high to be reached without a stepladder. There were 3 orange plastic chairs, a copper doorknob. Everything else was white. 2 very black men, Marshall Cottontail Hayes and Vernon Hudson, sat facing each other in 2 of the chairs. Hudson, 37 years old, wore a short-collar white shirt, blue bus driver's tie, gray pants. He also had a brown shoulder holster set up over his arm. Hayes, aged 20, was dressed in dark burgundy and gold, a feathered burgundy hat, silk jumpsuit, calf-skin boots, a variety of gold bracelets, rings, and earrings. One thing was obvious in the small room. Cottontail Hayes hadn't learned how to dress in his hometown of Greyhawk, Mississippi. Jimmy Horn was standing in the room, directly behind Hayes. Occasionally, the 20-year-old would look over his shoulder at the mayor, but Horn never returned the look. "I understand you murdered a man named Freddie Tucker." Vernon Hudson spoke in a surprisingly soft voice. Silence. "I also understand you the big new dope man around town," Hudson said. Silence. This time Hayes slowly stroked his long goatee. Jimmy Horn sat down in the 3rd chair. He looked into Hayes' face. Hayes examined what he thought to be an imperfection in one of his rings. Horn lighted up a cool and handed it across to the boy. "I'd like to explain something to you," he said. Cottontail Hayes accepted the cigarette. He touched it to his lips and took small feminine puffs. His bracelets jingled. "There's a trick for a black man being mayor," Horn said.
"Of course," Hayes nodded. He smiled like he was hip to the whole situation.
"The trick to a black man being mayor," Jimmy Horn continued, "is that you cannot afford a single fuck-up black man in the community, because white people will only blow up what they do, blow it way out of proportion. They'll talk about a murder or a mishandled welfare case like it's the rule rather than the exception." Hayes shook out his bracelets at Jimmy Horn.
"Listen, I don't have time for this shit, you know. Where's my fucking lawyer at?"
After Hayes spoke his line, Jimmy Horn stood up again. He walked across the room and left it. "Jackass," he said to himself outside. He started down a long, pale green corridor with cork bulletin boards covered with official and unofficial public notices. The corridor emptied into a small waiting room with a lot of plastic chairs lined up by a table surface completely covered by magazines. Not an inch of the tabletop was visible, Horn noticed. He was trying to calm himself down. An attractive black girl was sitting alone in the room. She had on expensive green velvet pants, hoop earrings, platform shoes. She was smoking like a 1950s movie queen, and Horn was tempted to tell her to stop it. She was Marshall Hayes' woman, 18 years old. Then she was talking to him in a loud voice.
"Where's the cottontail?" she asked. "We got to go."
Horn sat down in one of the plastic chairs. He had a cool. "If you don't go away from that man," he found himself saying to the girl, "you'll be dead before you're 25 years old." That was all. Then he was walking back to room number 3 again. Hayes was down on the white floor. He was clutching his stomach as though something was going to fall out if he let it go. Vernon Hudson was holding the feathered burgundy hat. "You've been selling cocaine and you've been selling heroin here," Horn began to talk before the door was closed. "You've sold heroin to freshmen and sophomores at Pearl High School."
"I never sold no fucking heroin in my fucking life."
Horn bent over so that his face was only a foot above that of Hayes. "Listen, brother, you have sold heroin. You sold plenty of heroin. People sell heroin for you. If there was the slightest doubt about that, I would not be here. I don't play games."
"So how come you here?"
Hayes' voice shot an octave higher than he'd wanted. "I'm here to throw you out of this town, plain and simple."
"Well, man, you can't do shit like that."
"Brother," Horn was using the word to deride, "I can do anything I damn well please. This is my town, not the East Side or the West Side or Church Street. The whole goddamn thing."
And if you are seen in it after tonight, Vernon Hudson spoke calmly from over near the door, I will shoot you and swear before the judge that you had a gun. In case you hadn't heard, boy, they shoot niggers down here. Jimmy Horn started to leave the room. Then he stopped in the open door. Marshal Hayes, he sighed, I'm sorry to have to do this to you. He started to say more, but then he just closed the door on the man. He left the building using a way that avoided the teenage girl waiting for Cottontail Hayes. Then at 10:30 p.m., the mayor of Nashville headed home. His car was followed by a green Dodge Polara.